The United Nations has expressed deep concern over Israel's plan to demolish the Bedouin village of Khan al-Ahmar east of occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. The world body's Middle East envoy Nikolai Mladenov urged Israeli authorities to stop displacing a community of over 180 Palestinians, over half of them children. He says such measures violate international law and undermine the chances for the establishment of a viable Palestinian state. Village of Khan al-Ahmar could be demolished within the coming days. Emboldened by U.S. President Donald Trump's all-out support, Israel has stepped up its settlement construction activities in occupied territories in recent months. All Israeli settlements, we should remind you, are illegal under international law. And joining us out of Berkeley, California, is Henry Knorr, activist and a political commentator. Hello, Mr. Knorr. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Sir, now, we're talking about arid desert land, and you can't even let the Palestinians hold on to that. I mean, what is left for the Palestinian people if you're taking away everything from them?
Well, that's absolutely right. It's kind of this is a very small story in the larger picture. As you said, only 180 people, but it's kind of in addition to it being a tragedy in its own right and a crime in its own right, it's a metaphor for the whole history of the Palestinian people, and as I see it. You know, the residents of this village, so-called village, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but probably they wouldn't let you in, but it's I've seen it. It's just a bunch of shacks and tents right along a highway. The people there originally, the Jahalin tribe, or the residents, originally lived in the Negev, and they were driven out in 1948. They were driven from their homes then, and they fled into what was then Jordan, and they rented the land from a Palestinian landowner, and that's where they put their camp. They're mostly sheep herders, and they graze goats and so on. It was just a little settlement, a tiny thing right along the road. And then, of course, in 1967, Israel captured that territory. They eventually declared that the land, that it was state land. They basically just stole the land from the Palestinian landowner who had owned it before, and then they declared their residence of Khan al-Ahmar to be illegal because hadn't gotten approval from the Israeli authorities, who of course weren't even there when they settled there. And as you know, probably know, the case has dragged out in the Israeli courts for a very long time. The residents have actually gone way out of their way with support from some liberal-minded Israelis have tried to comply with the laws. They've tried to develop a urban planning master plan because the Israelis claimed that's why they couldn't recognize the village because they didn't have a development plan. And they've submitted all kinds of different plans in Israeli courts. But I think the real reason, you know, from the Israeli point of view, it's just an eyesore to have Palestinians living along one of the major highways. It's right along the main road between Jerusalem and Jericho, and to Israelis, it's just not tolerable to have to look at Palestinians.
And you know, Mr. Knorr, every time the Palestinians try to get any kind of recourse in the UN, we see the UN here condemning this move, urging the Israeli authorities. I mean, we've heard this. This is a broken record player. I'm very sure you well know. But you know what? There's no way to get around the U.S. veto that's always there to protect Tel Aviv from anything it's trying to do, everything it wants to do at will to the Palestinians. What can the UN do to circumvent that U.S. veto and try to get the Palestinians some justice?
Well, I'm not sure the UN itself can do very much. Some of these sub-agencies can make statements. As you said, it's a broken record. We've seen lots of that. You know, it's good to have these guys like Mladenov make these statements. I don't know that there's anything the UN can really do. The EU, I think, could do something. The Europeans and a number of the EU Parliament and several of the governments in Europe have made statements or adopted resolutions condemning the Israeli plans. If they would really put some muscle behind that by, you know, threatening to cut off economic ties or diplomatic ties or cultural ties with Israel, conceivably that would make a difference. It's only that kind of, putting something behind the threats, just the words are not going to do anything. We've seen that for 70 years now.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective, Mr. Henry Knorr, activist and political commentator, joining us out of Berkeley, California.